Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have two guests as we are going to talk about Hope Summit, which is right around the corner coming up on February 20th. We have Debbie Marvidakis, the Health Promotions Director, and Kathy Donathan, the Health Education Specialist at Southeastern Utah Health Department. First off, ladies, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Jordan.
Definitely.
Thank you, Jordan.
Looking forward to this conversation because, well, it's a big topic here in Carbon County. First off, when I say opiate misuse and suicide prevention, explain why that hits home here in Carbon County, because there's a lot of statistics that prove that this is a huge issue.
It's a very big issue for us here in Carbon County and Emory County as well. You know, we have the highest rate of opiate prescription overdose deaths in the state. We have about 51% of the state's burden for those deaths, and over 50% for suicide deaths as well. So we're partnering with Four Corners to bring attention and awareness to this summit. February 20th, it'll be at the Jennifer Levitt Center at USU Eastern. And we have some amazing speakers. We have Kevin Hines, who is a survivor of suicide. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and thankfully lived. And his inspirational story alone brings hope to a lot of people that suicide can be prevented. We kind of feel, Jordan, that if depression can be treated, suicide can be prevented. And so just him coming down and speaking to us alone offers a lot of hope. And then we have a lot of really amazing speakers that are going to come and talk to us about the opiate epidemic and what we can do as a community, what our physicians are able to do, and our pharmacists. And then we have an amazing speaker, Will, who is been in long-term recovery from opiate abuse, and his story is very inspirational as well. So we're looking forward to putting this on and addressing some of the issues in our community. And as the title of it is, it's to bring hope.
And I think the target of the people that you're reaching, it's not just those who need the help, it's those around those who need help as well, right? I mean, it's kind of a very wide audience that you guys are speaking to.
It is a wide audience. And prevention usually targets a lot of audience types, from professionals to workers to people that stay at home. This is a subject that touches everyone, suicide and the epidemic.
Is this the first of its kind as far as the Hope Summit, or is this something that you guys have done in the past?
It's the first of its kind for Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties for our health district. And we're really looking forward to putting this on and achieving some of our community goals.
Now, Kathy, you're the health education specialist, and so when I look over the flyer of what you guys have planned, this conference itself, it's sponsored by the Southeastern Utah Health Department, the Hope Squad of Carbon and Emory Counties, and Four Corners Behavioral Health, as well as Castleview Hospital. A lot of entities going in on this. Does it take a group effort like this to put something this successful on for the community?
Yes, it does. It takes all of us and then some. We're looking very forward to this. We hope we can reach all of our doctors, our pharmacists, and everyday people to come and attend. There's a couple ways they can sign up for our event. You can either go online to the seuhealth.com and register, or you can contact me at 636-1175, or also you can email me, kdonathan@utah.gov.
Now, this is kind of an all-day thing. It's going to start at 7 a.m. in the morning. It'll run until 4:30 p.m., but you guys are also going to serve breakfast and lunch.
Yes, we are. Breakfast starts from 7 until about 8, and at 8:15 we'll have a welcome, and then our first speaker, Kevin Hines, and then we'll go all day. We'll have a couple breaks, then a lunch break, and we hope to keep everybody through the 4:15 time so we can have a door prize drawing.
And make sure you sign up for this. Again, seating is going to be limited, and you can register online at seuhealth.com. Debbie, let's talk about some of the other speakers that we have at this particular summit. I'm looking over the list, and it does feature a couple of local names, one that everyone will definitely recognize. Sheriff Jeff Wood's also going to be there in attendance as well. So if we talk about, you know, the Hope Squad of Carbon and Emory Counties and Four Corners and Castleview Hospital, Sheriff Wood's also going to have a hand in this.
Yeah, Sheriff Wood is just amazing of what he's trying to accomplish in our community. And so we put together a panel group of Sheriff Wood and Dr. Cam Williams And I don't know that our community is so familiar with Patrick from One Voice Recovery, but they're going to do a panel at the end of the day and talk about some of the things that we are doing to address these issues, some of our accomplishments that we have been able to put out into our community, and some of the things that we'll continue to do to address these issues.
Now, I know it does go beyond just this Hope Summit. So I guess in an everyday type setting, what's the best way that someone can go about getting help as far as opiates or maybe suicide prevention? What's the best way to contact someone for help here locally?
So locally, I think one of the best things that they could do for suicide prevention is most people, Jordan, when they're suicidal, studies show us that they see their physicians 30 days prior to an attempt. So our physicians are a really good resource when people are feeling suicidal. And we, Four Corners has a new program called Zero Suicides, where they actually have hired someone to be an assistant to our physicians for when people are contemplating taking their life. And then, of course, Four Corners Mental Health is a great resource for that. The Hope Squad of Carbon and Emery Counties, we have resources as well. And you can reach the chair of that at the Health Department, 637-3671. We also have some limited, but some funding to be able to pay for some medication. When people aren't able to get on their medication, they oftentimes struggle with suicide, so we're able to do some of that. And for opiates, at the health department, we have the Narcan kit, which everyone's pretty much familiar with Narcan, hopefully. It's a reversal drug so that when someone has overdosed from Narcan, they're able to use that drug and it makes them start breathing again. So at the health department alone, we've handed out 110 kits just in a year. All of our police departments, our EMS, and many, many of our citizens just in their homes have these kits with them.
Debbie, before I let you go, please go ahead and take the mic and give all the information out and make sure that all the listeners know exactly where they need to go and how they can register for this event that's going down on February 20th.
Okay, so they can call the health department at 637-3671 and ask for Kathy Donovan. She can sign them up. Or they can go online at seuhelp.com, and we have a link there that they can just click that button and register. It's really important, Jordan, that people register, so it's limited seating, and we're going to be able to make sure that we have enough information, so we'll have brochures and guidelines and things like that for the people that come. They'll be able to have packets to take home with them. So we really do need a head count for that. And of course, for seating, because it is limited there at the Jennifer Levitt Center.
Well, Debbie and Kathy, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come down today and talk about the Hope Summit, which again is going down on February 20th at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. It was a pleasure to talk with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.